We are reading from the writings of Baal Sulam, the preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah. We are in item 117.
Please.
Let's begin. Thus, we have learned how the world of Nekudim was imprinted from the world of Ak. Similarly, the fifth Patsuf of Ak, that is, the new Ma, was entirely imprinted from the world of Nekudim. Thus, although all the discernments that served in the Nekudim were broken and cancelled here, they were renewed in the new Ma. This is why it's considered a separate world. Also, it is called the world of Atzilut because it ends completely above the Parsa that was erected in the second restriction. It is also called the world of correction because the world of Nekudim could not persist because of the revoking and breaking that occurred in it. But only afterwards, in the new Ma, when all those phases that were in the world of Nekudim returned and came in the new Ma, they were established and persisted there. This is why it's called the world of correction. This is because it's actually the world of Nekudim, but here in the new Ma it receives its full correction. This is because through the new Ma, all the posterior that fell from Abba Ve'ima and Yesut to the Guf, as well as the anterior and posterior of all the Zat that fell to Bia and died, they reunite with the Gal and rise through it to Atzilut.
Okay, I'll read it again, and then you will ask about whatever wasn't clear. 117. Thus we have learned how the world of Nekudim was imprinted from the world of Ak. Initials for Adam Kadmon. Meaning whatever was in the world of Adam Kadmon was copied to Nekudim, but in new conditions, the conditions that are below the general tabu. Similarly, the fifth Patsuf of Ak, that is the new Ma, was entirely imprinted from the world of Nekudim. Thus, although all the discernments that served the Nekudim were broken and cancelled there, they were renewed in the new Ma. This is why, instead of the shattered world of Nekudim, the new Ma came, which is called the world of Atzilut. This is why it is considered a separate world. Also, it is called the world of Atzilut because it ends completely above the Parsa that was erected in the second restriction. It is also called the world of correction, because the world of Nekudim could not persist, meaning it can't correct anything, it can't fill that whole area from Tabu to the Siyum Raglin of Galgalta, because of the revoking and breaking that occurred in it. Only afterward, in the new Ma, when all those phases that were in the world of Nekudim turned and came in the Numa, they were established and persisted there. This is why it is called the world of correction. For indeed, it is the actual world of Nekudim. The world of Atzilut, it's like the world of Nekudim. But here in the Numa, it receives its full correction. This is because through the new ma, all the posterior that fell from Abba Ve'ima and Yisut to the goof in the world of Nikudim, as well as the interior and posterior of all the Zat, the seven kings that fell to Bia and died, to the place below the Parsa and died. So all those vessels reunite with the Gar and rise above to Atzilut. Maybe there are a lot of questions about it, but we have to understand one thing from this. And I don't want to start drawing, because I already told you a few times, I used to draw for many years, a lot of sketches, and gradually when I come to the new correct form of perception of reality, I see that supposedly there is no place for drawings. It has to be emotional, internal in every person. That's why I have to bring the person. If I bring him to a sketch and connect him to a sketch, it's as if he becomes a wise guy and not a Kabbalist. Meaning, depicts spirituality on a piece of paper and not on his heart. That's why let's try still not to be artists, painters or sketchers.
New York 4.
New York 4.
What's the difference between Atzilut and the Tabor?
The Tabur is the point that from it and downward there are no more vessels of bestowal. That's why the upper light can't go there, because it only expands in the vessels of bestowal. So the Tabur is the border where the upper light can't go through. But afterwards, we perform corrections and can bring the upper lights to that area too. Ita 4.
Good morning, Rav. What does it mean? Can we do this scrutiny where I scrutinize and I, how can I elevate all my desires from the level of this world to the level of the world of Atzilut? Is that possible to do this scrutiny within the 10, within myself, or I should not relate on this whatsoever?
No, what we're learning in the text and what you can do, there's a difference. You still cannot do anything, but we do have to reach this. How? By getting forces of bestowal, which we don't have. We don't have. We need to bring the forces of the light, the force of bestowal. Through it, we can perform the restriction in us and the correction on the will to receive. That's what we need. That's what we're doing now. Now we're studying how the upper light organizes the vessels, its own vessels from above, downward, that he will be able to descend towards the lower ones, to the shattered vessels, that these shattered vessels, he broke them in the world of Nikudim on purpose, that they will mix the vessels of reception and vessels of bestowal together. And even though a big corruption comes towards the vessels of bestowal from it, afterward, when they mix, the light can shine upon them, on all of them, from afar, and then these vessels Because in each vessel there'll be a part of the vessel of bestowal and part of the vessel of reception, they will be able to be corrected. And then the vessels of bestowal who are corrected first, and next to them, the vessels of reception will be corrected. That's how the correction is. And this is what we have to learn on ourselves, the way it happened. This correction takes place in each and every one and in all of us together. But the method is simple. Shine the light from above on all the shattered vessels. The shattered vessels are the vessels that inside them there are desires to receive and desires to bestow. And they are on order to receive. And first, the light shines on the vessels that have a bigger desire to bestow and awakens them towards correction. And by the vessels that reach the correction first, then they can correct the vessels that still haven't reached the correction. And in this way, the process takes place. Also Kabbalists. Where do Kabbalists come from? There are also people like us, and they were all corrupted, but they belong to souls that were corrected earlier. Earlier than us. And then they reached recognition of the Creator. They turn themselves from vessels where the lights can shine into lower shattered vessels like us. That's why we're learning from them what to do. And they are passing the lights through them. All these lights are coming to us from above, from the Creator, meaning between us and the Creator are all the Kabbalists, all the souls of the Kabbalists, of their vessels. They're passing it on from the Creator and downward and downward towards us till it comes to us. That's why we have to take into account the main thing that is close to us, which is Ba'al HaSulam and Rabash. And from them, we can receive the lights for correction. That our intentions will entirely be in order to bestow, and then fill our desires that will all be in receiving in order to bestow, to give contentment to the Creator. That's our work, that's our correction. And by this, we are included in the Creator and become like Him. That's it.
Florida.
Florida.
Yes, Rav, thank you. What changes are there in the discernments in the different worlds?
We'll learn about it, it's not for now. The changes between the worlds, it's still far from us. We just need to know that we are in a shattered state. Above us is the world of Atzilut, and it corrects us. That's it. That's what he's writing here.
Queens.
Morning, dear friends. He says the world of Nikudim is like a complete imprint of the world of Adam Kadmon. So we can learn from the world of Adam Kadmon, from the world of Nikudim?
No, don't be a wise guy. Don't be a wise guy that it's the same thing. It's not the same thing. But those five parts that we have in the world of Adam Kadmon, Galgal Tab Sagmabon, they are also in the world of Nikudim, in the world of Atzilut, in Briya Yetzira and Asiya. Yes, that structure where everything is made of five, that comes from those five phases in the world of Ein Sof. That's it. No more than that.
Africa.
Africa.
Thank you, Rav. A question for my friend. Why do we have to distinguish between the upper Gar and Atzilut and the Zat of each degree when the ten acts as a whole and not as broken parts?
Good question. Because in every Gar, we have an ability to correct it and bestow in order to bestow, receive in order to bestow, meaning resemble the Creator, or in bestowing in order to bestow, which is called Katnut, or receiving in order to bestow, which is called Gedlut, greatness. Yeah. So there are states that we cannot perform the full correction. That's why we correct them partially.
Thank you.
Okay, good. We are left with GT 35.
Yes, so from the excerpt we understand that the world of Atzilut is between the Tabu of Galgalta and the Parsa of the world of correction that has the light of Chokhmah. My question is, how can that be?
What do you mean, how can be? Why there's a whole world there? Because Nekudot of Sag shine below the Tabu of Galgalta and add the desire to receive there, the lights of Bina. That's Nekudot of Sag. The light of Bina reaches that. That's why there can be vessels there with lights. That's what gives the world of Atzilut the ability to be built below the Tabu, from Tabu to the Parsa.
No.
Okay, may I go on? So from that, you can, looks like we can understand and feel that it's happening gradually. What's that feeling? What does it give us? The feeling that it's happening gradually.
What does one belong to the other? I don't know. But let's say, it's a question that completely doesn't do anything. Throughout all the worlds, in their, it all takes place, it all expands in a gradual way from above downward. And that stems from the four phases of direct light, that it's all gradual. I don't understand the connection between what you're saying with the world of Atzilut, before it wasn't gradual, what, and from Galgalta Ab, from Ab Sag, and so on. That's not gradual.
It's always happening gradually. The question is, what is this understanding, this feeling, giving us in our inner scrutiny?
I don't understand you. You scrutinize your question exactly. Feeling, I don't know. What does it give you? We're learning the structure of the worlds. What does it give us? Doesn't give us anything, so nothing. Whoever wants to know, okay. We want to learn how we rise through all the worlds until the world of Ein Sof. Until the place where the light comes out of the upper source. Four phases of direct light. That's what we want to come to.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
PT 9.
We learn, or I thought I that the corrected form is complete equality. The Creator relates to everyone in complete equality. That's how you need to relate to the friends.
Of course, but when will that be? In Gemar Tikkun, when the upper light fills all of reality without any differences between everybody. Because everyone will be incorporated in everyone else. The incorporation, that is what you forgot, probably. The incorporation of everyone and everyone else. So each one is included in everyone else. You can say that there still is a difference. Who determines and who's secondary and so on. So the incorporation also has differences in each and everyone's incorporation, correct? But this incorporation remains, if we can say it, I'm not sure, because we're speaking about Gemar Tikkun, such things that are completely, who knows what other laws are revealed there. But in each and every one, each one will be ashamed of his friend's canopy. So some differences somehow remain, and then they incorporate. I don't know. I can't say anything about Gemar Tikkun.
I'm asking because you said yesterday and today that in the Baruch there are souls that are heavier, meaning they have a more important role in the system of Adam HaRishon.
We see it from reality, and that's what they write.
So when is it correct to think of reality as a circle, and when as a pyramid, as a hierarchy?
Reality is always revealed before us in form which is convenient for us to correct ourselves. Sometimes as a triangle, sometimes as a square, sometimes as a circle. There's all kinds of forms that Kabbalists depict for us. Let's say the Ari in the Tree of Life, he adds a lot of depictions there. But it comes from, it's easy for us to depict reality in such a way that supposedly exists in such a way. That's how we depict the forces.
And in our attitude towards humanity, we need to think that we are above them in the pyramid?
We, let's say now, Bnei Baruch, you see everybody here on your screen? How many people are, do we have now, Dudi? About.
A few thousands.
Thousands, that's clear. 3,500 is what we see before us, right? Okay. And there's even more that are just watching and they're not identifying and so on. They are a group that are above humanity, if you're asking.
No?
Yeah.
It's tough because we're used to, in the reality of this world, if you're above someone, you're better, you're more important.
And you are above and you are more important because in you, the correction of the world depends on you. And you must, and you are going to have to give judgment about that whole world. Don't worry. The fact that you want it or not, the upper degree determines the order of the rest of the degree. That's why they're going to ask you about it.
Yeah, sometimes you say, think only of the connection between you, and today you spoke quite a bit about our responsibility towards the world.
It doesn't belong to one another. Obviously, it comes from one another, but we must first prepare ourselves with the right correction between us, because then from us and onward, we'll have the ability to bestow.
It's clear the correction begins from us, but in the feeling, is it correct to hold both, to try to feel the suffering of the world, our accountability?
We need to feel the suffering of the whole world. That is true. Like parents feel the suffering, God forbid, of sick children. We have to incorporate in that suffering in order to continue the upper light on it, the light that corrects and the light that fills. And then we'll bring it back to them. That's how we learn the connection between the vessels, the upper and the lower one. Kiev 1.
Да, дорогой Рав. А как мир Ацилут исправляет наши келим?
How the world of Ацилут corrects our vessels?
That's a great wisdom. That's the entire wisdom of Kabbalah is there actually in the world of Atzilut. The world of Atzilut is above the Parsa. And below the Parsa, there's the worlds of Briya, Yetzirah, and Asiya. In those worlds, there are vessels that, all kinds of shattered vessels, and man sorts the vessels that are in all those worlds of Bi'ah, Bri'ah, Yetzirah, Asiyah, and raises them to Atzilut. For that, we need to learn the structure of the world of Atzilut, the structure of the worlds of Bi'ah, the relationships between them, and except for that, under what conditions we can raise the shattered vessels from Bi'ah to Atzilut. So, whoever raises these shattered vessels from Bi'ah to Atzilut are the souls of man. We, us. We need to incorporate with all kinds of intentions and the desires and shattered qualities and raise them to Atzilut. To the extent that we incorporate in them and bring them together in the connection between us, that connection between us lets us rise from the worlds of Bi'ah to Atzilut. Like a ball, a balloon. And that's how we raise them. And in the world of Atzilut, they get corrected. And by them, we also get an addition of the abundance. And they are corrected in somewhat. And in this way, every time we take parts from Bi'ah to Atzilut. That's the work of the souls of the righteous. We'll learn about it. It's a lot of material, yeah.
So the world of Atzilut corrects these connected desires that the ten raises. How does it correct them? Why?
In order to cause a general correction in the vessel that give contentment to the Creator. The Creator is the upper light that is about to be revealed in all the souls. And the souls need to connect in order to give the Creator a possibility to fill them. You will gradually accept this whole picture. It has to live in us. We have to feel it, the way it exists, the way it lives, the way we perform it, the way all of humanity also comes closer to all these corrections, how we can enter and be partners between the Creator and all of humanity as a passage. That's our role. He writes about it. That we need to be a passage. That will all happen. We are left with poor Tzvika, I guess.
Yeah, poor. Baal Sulam writes, where all the discernments in Nekudim, although they were shattered and got cancelled, they returned and into this new Ma. First of all, why did the world of Nekudim break? What's the reason for it?
So that you go study, don't ask me.
No, we know more or less why I'm asking it. He said they were shattered and then renewed. What is the meaning of the renewal?
That you should also go and read about it.
There's no answer for it.
How many times did you go through the preface already?
No, we learned a lot about it, but he writes about it here. That's why I'm asking.
So all the vessels that were shattered in the world of Nikudim and fell, then now we're learning how all those vessels how they put together the worlds of Atzilut, Briya, Yetzira, Asiya, and how those worlds, after they come out from Galgalta and Enaim in the vessels of Bistol, Keter Chochma Binah, but all the vessels of reception, Zeranpin and Malchut, are shattered. How can we correct these vessels of reception to be above the Parsa, where the world of Atzilut is, and correct them in the world of Atzilut? We're speaking about all the souls of all the created beings that need to perform this correction. Part of them do it by helping the shattered souls correct. And part of them are just the shattered souls. But they all must rise from below the Parsa to above the Parsa, and there connect to the form of the whole complete 10 Sfirot. Like 1/10.
Meaning it was shattered to correct the souls, to help them rise.
Of course, yeah, that you're saying right now, you got it. That's a preparation for Adam Rishon, for him to be able to shatter, and then there'll be a system prepared to fix it. Good, you see gradually how it goes through us, and all these things we're studying about, it takes time, you see. Yep. And for now, we are coming to the end. What does David want to tell us?
Let us just say that our schedule for today is at 10 to 10:30, the writer's meeting, and we conclude the lesson.
We have another...
No, that's recorded, but then there's additional recording with you.
Yeah, I know I have a lot of work, but suddenly here we're saying...
That's a broadcast for today, not the work part of today.
Okay. So, good day, everybody. And have some good hours to scrutinize all these things before you. Live in what we're studying. Pass it through you in all kinds of ways. Whether you understand or not, doesn't matter. The main thing is to be connected to it. And from this, you will succeed. For sure, we are already, it's written down, our success. We still have to add the force of participation into this. I'm really happy we have groups that I guess they still can't show up here, but still, it's very nice. We are actually one humanity. We are the representatives of humanity, and in this way, we will advance to the general correction of Adam Rishon. Adam Rishon includes all the souls of all created beings in it. And we will correct it together. Thank you all, and see you tomorrow.
Thank you, Rav, friends. We'll end the lesson. Song, good day.
בואו נגלה את הקשר שבין כל האנשים
בואו ונראה מעבר לכל ההבדלים
בואו ונגיד ביחד שאנחנו מוכנים
להתחשב בכל הפאזל בו כולנו חלקים
בקרוב הקץ למלחמות את הכל עוד אפשר כאן לשנות את הקשר שקושר את הלבבות נתחבר כולם ביחד ונתחיל סוף סוף לחיות
Come on everybody it's this connection we reveal Come on everybody let's discover what's concealed Come on everybody let's unite and seal the deal Let's join our hearts together so we can finally feel So close,
sing, what a message we will send. הקץ למלחמות, את הכל עוד אפשר כאן לשנות, בואו נגלה את הקשר שקושר את הלבבות.